Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yonim Rosh Yechlinish Masmaris Esther Bas Mishmuel. Rosh Chanam Tzim Rosh Chanam Tzim Meir Zev. It's based in the Torah Mori Barabi Agon Agod Amufla Vamuflog of Manzat Sa Aberations 1929 says the Torah HaKadosha. Vayhi b'shachis Elokim es Olei HaKikor Vayizkor Elokim es Avrohom וישלח את לוט מתוך ההפכו, והפוך את האורים אשר יושב בהן לוט. And it was when Hashem destroyed the cities of the plain, Hashem remembered Avram and sent Lot from within the upheaval, when he overturned the cities in which Lot dwelled. Rashi brings from the Bereshis Rabo Vayizkor Elokim es Avrom, Hashem remembers Avrom, Ma'isa Schiratzu shel Avram al Loit. What was the remembering of Avram? What does that have to do with Lot? Nizkor shel Lot yideh Shesarishu shel Avram. He remembered that Lot knew that Sarah was the wife of Abraham. And he heard him saying, she's my wife, my sister. And he didn't tell anybody. He had sympathy for him. Therefore, God had sympathy for Lot. The Mizrahi asks, what's the kasha? What does the zechira of Avram have to do with Lot? Avram loves Hashem. And Avram loved Lot. Avram waged war for Lot. So obviously, on behalf of Avram, Hashem is going to save Lot. So the question doesn't ever really get off the ground. What is remembering Avram have to do with Lot? I'll tell you, remembering Avram is with Lot. Avram went to save Lot. That's not the answer the Gemara gives. The Rashi gives, based on the Medrash. So see what the Mizrahi says. See what the Maharal says in the Gur Aryeh. The Lavush concludes, "Val kein tzodku ma'oid divrei hara'im zal v'tmiyosoi tmiya ad yavoi moire tzedek." And therefore the Mizrahi is very correct. This question is a good question until somebody comes and teaches us the truth. Another kasha. Rashi earlier on, Pasuk Yitzayin, Al Tabed Acharecha, Atah Hirshata Imahem, don't look back when Sodom is being destroyed. You were evil with them. Ubeschus Avroam Atanitzo, and in Avroam's schus, you are being saved. Eincha Kedai Liros Vipur Anusam Ve'atanitzo. You are not worthy of seeing their disaster and being saved. So it's mashma that he was saved with Schus Avram. Like the Mizrahi writes, that Avram went to save Lot, so in his Schus Hashem saves Lot. Whereas here, Rashi writes that he was saved b'schus atzmo. Rashi here tells us that why was he saved? Because he kept his mouth closed when he heard Avram saying that Sarah is his sister. So we have, first of all, the problem of what's the kasha of Rashi. Why Hashem's remembering Avram saved Lot? Pashut, because Avram went to save Lot, so of course Hashem's going to go in that derech. And the second question is Rashi L'chor Soyser himself. Earlier on, Rashi says you're only being saved b'schus Avram. And here, Rashi says that you're being saved b'schus Atzmacha, that you weren't Megale. So, Ayin Sham B'sifsei Chachomim B'Ois Samach. And in Ois Nun, he asks from what it says in Pasuk Tesvav, Penti Sofe B'Avon Eir, lest you be wiped away with the sin of the city, that it's Mashma, that he was not a Rosha with them. And it's only the avon of the ir. Oh, really? It's only the sin of the city? What about Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin, that you are also evil with them? And your Hatzala is Bezchus Avraham. We want to know, is it Bezchus Atzmoy or Bezchus Avraham? Here we have a Rashi that says that, here we have a Pasuk that says, Penti Safeh Bavona Ir. It's Mashmi, he's only going because of the sin of the city. He wasn't a Rasha. Rashi in Pasuk Yitzayin says he was a Rasha. In Psukim Chof Zayin in Chof Ches, it says Vayashkem Avrom Baboikir, Elamakoim Asher Omad Shom Espinei Hashem, Vayashkef Al Pnei Sidoim VeAmoiro VeAl Kol Pnei Eretz HaKikor VeYar VeHine Ola Kitor HaOretz KiKitor HaKivshon. Avraham Avinu got up early to the place where he had stood before the face of Hashem, and he looked out upon the literally the face of Sodom and Amorah, and on the literally the face of the entire land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land rose like the smoke of the furnace. And on that, it says in Pasuk Choftes, Vayhi b'shacheis. And it was when Hashem destroyed all the Arei HaKikar, all the cities of the plains, and Hashem remembers Avram, and he sends out Lot from this upheaval when he overturned the cities in which Lot had dwelled. So the Mefoshim were ready, Oymed, Alshich, Malbim, Noch, Noch, What's the pasuk telling us here? He looked over the place where he had stood and seen the face of Hashem. Mazeh. And then he looked at Sodom and Amorah and he saw all the destruction, all the smoke coming up. What is it? Ma'ka mashmalan. We also have to understand what's mashmalan, the psukim chav zayin to chav tes, that are said, Vayehi, in Pasuk Choftes, Vayehi b'shacheis Elokim esarei HaKikor, Vayizkor Elokim es Lot. In other words, it's mashma that Avram looking at all of this destruction is connected to Hashem remembering Avram and sending Lot from the Hafecha. Ma kesher? Avram looked. Ma kesher between that and Hashem saving, remembering him and saving Lot from the from this destruction. The union of Hatzalas Lot was already told to us earlier by Arichus. Right? We have the whole story of Lot being saved by the angels. Come to his house, the whole Maisa, the Perek Yates, it's all there. So we already learned this before by Arichus. So Mapitom, now we're saying, oh, by here now, because of this. Right there, what happened is, Hashem remembers Avram, remembers Lot. We already learned about the saving of Lot earlier. Chen lo muvan, chlala matzich et ha-pasuk hazeh. In other words, not only that it's not connected to what it said earlier, apparently, but what do we need a bechlal for? We already learned before about Hatzalas Lot. Otzich levayer shepasuk chavtet ketuv vayhi b'shachet Elokim. Elokim is a midas hadin. So midas hadin is the strong. However, earlier in pasuk chavdalid, shteit v'Hashem himtir al Sedom ve'al Amora gofrit v'esh me'et Hashem. Min Hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamtir, and Sodom and Amora, gofris veish, fire and brimstone. There it's Hashem, Havoya, it's midas harachamim. Why? Because harishayim, מהפכן מידס הרחמים למידס הדין. Rishayim transform the Midah of Rachamim into Midas Hadin. And that's why it says, a Lashon of Shem Havaya. Ayin b'zeh ma shekatav b'kli yakar b'pasuk yudalit, u'b'ma shekatuv shem b'likutei anshei Shem, mi'asefer panim yafot. So if that's true, and why does it say here, Lashon Elokim, Midas Hadin? The Yonash also came through the Midas Harachamim. Just the Rishayim are Mahapech, Midas Harachamim, Midas Hadin. So why is it that in Pasuk Chav Dalet it says Shem Havaya V'Havaya Himtir, Shem Yudkei Vavkei, whereas later on it says, Vayib Shaches Elokim. It says a lashon of din. So which one is it? Is it din or there was a rachamim involved also? So it appears follows. Ramban, Perek Yotchet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Kotev, and the pasuk Erdana. I'm going to go down and I'm going to see. Hakitsa akasa haba elai asukala vimlo eda. Let me go down now and see if, as the cry that comes to me, they have done destruction. If not, I will not know. Lo eda. The Ramban explains, Erdana, sheyered Hashem mimida lemida. Hashem's going to go from mida to mida. He's going to go out from midas harachamim, the mida of mercy, and he's going to go into midas hadin of strict judgment. V'hu, im kitsa'akata. If it's like their scream, in other words, that's the mice of the riba that Rashi brings, that there was a girl, and she did chesed, shtachnas sorchim, and they took some, she gave aniyim lechem, and it was revealed, so they put a lot of honey on her. They put her on the on a roof, and the bees came and ate her up. Zakat Sodom v'Amora ki Rabba. As the Gemara omeret al iske riba, because of that girl. What a horrible story. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being yotzei mimidas harachamim and coming to midas hadin. V'im lo, and if it's not so, like that scream, if it's really not happening, this terrible actions of stone, then midas harachamim, and I'm going to have mercy. If kitzaka saw like they're screaming out, like the mice of the riba, then forget about it, they're done. And if not, then I'll have mercy. Now in Pasuk Chav, it says, Zaka Stom Amora Ki Rava V'chatosim Ki Chav Damot. The crying out of Stom and Amora is great, and their sin is very heavy. So you see that this inyan was in these two cities, Dafka, Stom V'Amora. And it doesn't say it about all five Orei Akikar. And that's the biur of what it says in Pasuk Chav Dalet. Hashem Himdi Al Stom Al Amor Gafri's face means Hashem and Hashemayim. Rashi says, whenever it says Hashem, it's Hashem Ubeis Dinoi. Whenever it says Ve Hashem, it's Hashem Ubeis Dino. In other words, Vahashem, which is Midas HaRachamim, was masking to the Midas HaDin. That's his Beis Din. That is Beis Din judge, Midas HaDin, obviously. And that's because of El Erdana, I will go down. So Hashem went down from the Midas HaRachamim to the Midas HaDin. And that pasuk was said on Sdom and Amora. And because of that, Hashem was Mamtir. Because of Sdom and Amora, Hashem brought down this destruction. But in Pasuk Chavhei, it says, Vayafoch et ha'arim ha'el, ve'et kol ha'kikar, ve'et kol yoshvei ha'arim, etzemach adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, overturn all these cities, and the plain, and all the people who sit in the cities, and the fruits of the ground. So we see that vis-a-vis the other cities, there was another inyan of Vayafoch, like it is in Pasuk Chavhei, like Sdom v'Amora. Like Sdom v'Amora, it says in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Vashem Himtir Al Sedom V'Al Amora Gafriz V'Aish. And this Vashem is Hashem Beis Din, that's his Midas HaDin. Meis Hashem and Hashemayim. It's his Midas HaRachamim, but together with his Beis Din. And then V'Yafoch HaSaramael, that's a different word. Then he took these cities, in other words, the other cities of the plain, there were five cities. Four, we're just talking about Sdom and Amora. Took the other cities, and he overturned them. It's called Akikar, the plains, and all those dwelled in the cities, and Itzemach Adama. So that's Vayafoch, not like we find by Sdom and Amora, Shem Himtir. Why? Because in Pasuk Yud Gimel it says, Ki mashchisim anachnu es hamakum hazeh, ki god la tzakasim es p'nei Hashem, v'yishalchenu Hashem l'shachasa. The Malachim say that we're going to destroy this place. Here it says, me'eis Hashem, min Hashemayim. Here it says, Hashem was the one doing the destroying. So which one is it? Ayin sham, b'metosh rabba, Pasuk Chav Dalet, and the Ramban, and Pasuk Chav Dalet, but Rashi says, Hashem obeys Dina. In the Medrash Rabbah, there's some sheet that one says that Hashem is a Malach. When it says, Hashem, Meis Hashem and Hashemayim, it's talking about a Malach. Another opinion says it's Hashem himself. Rashi says it's Hashem and his Beis Din. Hashem imtir al Sdom v'al Amora gafris al Amora. Gafris ve'is Meis Hashem and Hashemayim. That Meis Hashem, Meis Havaya, according to Rashi, is Hashem Ubeis Dina. And yet the Malachim said that they're doing it. So which one is it? The answer is that Sdom and Amora was Kitzakasa. And on that, the Ramban says that Hashem went from his Midas HaRachamim to the Midas HaDin. And that's why it says, Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'Hashem, Hashem and his Beis Din, Him Tir Al Sdom V'Amora Gafris Ve'Eish Midas HaShemayim. It's Hashem doing it, because he went from his Midas HaRachamim to his Midas HaDin. But the other cities, there was only Midas HaDin involved. And not Hashem wasn't involved, Midas HaRachamim wasn't involved. And that was Alidei Malach. And there it says Kol HaKikar. So when it says, Ki Mashchisim Anachlos HaMakom HaZeh, talking about the Malachim, let's talk about the other cities. The Sdom and Amora are destroyed by Hashem himself with his Midas HaRachamim, together with his Beis Din Midas HaDin. And the other cities are destroyed by the Malachim, the Shlichim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. וביור העניין של השייכות של שאר הערים שהשחטתם על ידי מלאך להשחטה של סדום ועמורה על ידי השם. We want to understand the shaykhats of the other cities that were destroyed by a malach to the ashchas of Sdom and Amora were destroyed by Hashem. It would appear that we have a rule in Bava Kameh that since Nitan Rishus Lahashris, when the destroying angel is given the power to destroy, he's not Mavchin, he does not distinguish between Tzadikim and Rishayim. Ayin Bavakama, Tav Samach, Amud Aleph. V'Rashi, V'Shmois, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis. V'Hainu, Shebachai Gavna, in such an instance, Goveret Midat HaDin, Midas HaDin is overpowering, and there's no Hitchashvut, V'Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim is not taken into account, and since Klapei Stoim V'Amoira, Nitan Rishut, Ledin, Al Yidei Ze Shebatla, Midat HaRachamim, Kvar Pa'ala, Midat HaDin, V'Chol HaArim, since Klapei Stoim V'Amoira, there's a Rishus for the Din to carry out its strict judgment, because there's a nullification of the Midah of Rachamim, so the Midah of Din was now Poya in all of the cities. She'al pi din v'day hayu chayavim kisdom. She'al pi din mihat v'day hayu chayavim kisdom. Rak ha'inyan shel irachamim mitzad sa'akata lo hayta b'hem. So there was definitely midas hadin. There was just no lack of rachamim because of the tzakasa of that riba like we spoke about. And that we see in Pasuk Yud Gimel. At the beginning of the pasuk says ki mashchisim anachnu et hamakom hazeh. So why does the end of the pasuk say vayishalchenu Hashem l'shachasa? But like we said, there are really two inyanim over here. The hakdama is ki mashchisim anachnu, and on that comes the explanation. You know why any mashchisim? You know why we're destroying? Because ki gadlat sa'akatam at Pnei Hashem. So there's Hashchasa because of Gadlat Tzakasam, and that's the Hakatzah Kasav Tzom and Amora, and that's Ayde Hashem Ubeis Dinai. And then there's Vayishalchenu Hashem L'Shachasa, which is Arei Akikar, which is only a Shlichus of Hashchasa. The angels were emissaries to destroy. So Nachamo, we're destroying. Now there are going to be two destructions over here. One is Kikadlat Sakasim is Pnei Hashem. That's not going to be us. That's talking about Hashem. It's destroying Sodom and Gomorrah because of the Maisa with the Reba, because of the Kakat Sakasa, like the scream that went up from the Reba, who was tortured by the Stomites. That's one. That's Tzaka Stom Ba'amayra, Hakatzaka Sa. That's the Reba story, the girl. And then, Vayishalchenu Hashem L'shachas, Hashem sent us. Vayishalchenu Hashem L'shachas, Hashem sent us to destroy it. In other words, that's talking about the other cities. That's a Shlichus of Hashchasa. So now we understand what it says in Pasuk Chav Tes. What does it mean by Yibishachayis Elokim is Arei Akikar? It's Mashmai Dei Midas HaDin. Elokim is Midas HaDin. Because that's Taka, how the Arei Akikar were destroyed, Midas HaDin. There was the Malachim, it wasn't Hashem. And it doesn't say Gafris Veish, it just says Haficha. And that's what it says earlier. And it says here, Pasuk Chav Tes, Vayhi b'shachayis Elokim Sarei Akikar, Vayizkar Elokim Savram, Vayishlach Etzlot Mitoch Hafecha, Vahafoches Ha'arim. Oh, Haficha, we're talking about the other cities. We are not talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's Pasuk Chav Hei, Vahafoches Ha'arim Ha'el, Aydei Malach U'midas Hadin. And therefore it says here, Lashon of Elokim, because only Midas HaDin is at work over here. So what we have before us, sweet brothers and sisters, is that there were two things going on over here. There's Hashem who Beis Dino, destroying Sodom and Amorah, and then that's Midas HaRachamim, which went down to Midas HaDin. And then there's the destruction of the other cities, which is Midas HaDin alone. That is the done by the Malachim themselves. Okay, so this is the first leg in our journey. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully continue and see more Niflos, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.